We have to start with a horrific story this morning.
It absolutely is.
These images we're seeing, we're not going to be showing, but of the execution of an American journalist. This is an extremely disturbing story. Journalist James Foley was held for nearly 2 years after he was kidnapped in Syria. His family saying that Foley gave his life trying to expose the world to the suffering there. Andrea Mitchell is NBC's chief foreign affairs correspondent. Andrea, good morning to you.
Good morning, Matt. ISIS terrorists say that they killed American journalist James Foley in retribution for America's recent airstrikes against ISIS in Iraq. And they are now threatening another slaying unless President Obama backs down. James Foley, seen here just prior to his gruesome execution by ISIS, the radical Islamist group. Foley has been missing for 2 years, believed held with other Western hostages near Raqqa in northern Syria. An experienced journalist, most recently with Global Post, Foley was abducted on Thanksgiving Day 2012 in northern Syria. 6 weeks after he went missing, his family spoke for the first time publicly about his kidnapping on Today.
You know, after 40 days without information, we felt it was important to make people aware and remind them that Jim's an objective journalist. He's an innocent journalist who is doing his job.
Foley had previously been held captive for 44 days by pro-Qaddafi forces in Libya in 2011. After his release, he was passionate about the need to cover wars, despite the danger, as he told the Boston Globe.
I believe that frontline journalism is important. You know, without these photos and videos and firsthand experience, we can't really tell the world how bad it might be.
ISIS, an offshoot of Al-Qaeda, did release four French journalists in April, and other Westerners reportedly after their governments, or go-betweens, paid ransom, although they have denied it. The video also purportedly shows another American journalist, Stephen Sadloff, whom ISIS says it will kill next if the U.S. continues its airstrikes in Iraq. Late Tuesday, Foley's mother, Diane, issued a family statement saying, "We thank Jim for all the joy he gave us. He was an extraordinary son, brother, journalist, and person." And she wrote, "We implore the kidnappers to spare the lives of the remaining hostages. Like Jim, they are innocents." Friends who have been working actively to save Foley explored rescue missions, but they were told by the government that any U.S. operation would likely result in the death of all the hostages. And unlike European governments, the U.S. refuses to pay ransom to terrorists.